The next time we met up in Starbucks, Jess told us all that she and Maureen had been to see Cindy. My ex-wife was called Cindy. Duh, said Jess. It was your Cindy, you donut. Martin looked at her. You've never met my Cindy. Maureen and I went to talk to her. Torley Heath, said Maureen. What the hell for? To ask her whether she'd take you back, but she wouldn't. She's shacked up with this blind geezer. She's well sorted. Martin stared at Jess. Are you insane? On whose authority did you do that? Free country. What would you have done if she'd burst into tears and said, I'd love him to come back? I would have helped you pack. Jesus Christ. Anyway, there's no chance. She thinks you're a right bastard. If you'd ever listened to anything I'd ever said about my ex-wife, you could have saved yourself a trip. Jess shrugged. It was worth a try. Maureen, said Martin, you went with her? It was her idea, said Jess. So, you're an even bigger fool than she is. We all need help, said Maureen. You've helped me. I wanted to help you, and I thought that was the best way. How would it work now when it didn't work before? Maureen didn't say anything, so I did. Which of us wouldn't try to make something work now that didn't work before? Now we've seen what the alternative is, a big fat fucking nothing. What would you want back, JJ? Jess asked. Everything, man. The band, Lizzie. It was liberating. Saying what you really wanted. Even if you couldn't have it. We all spend so much time not saying what we want because we know we can't have it. And because it sounds ungrateful or disloyal or banal. Or because we're trying desperately to pretend that things are okay, really. Go on. Say what you want. I wish I'd never married him. I wish I'd never had kids. I wish all the Albanians would go back to fucking Albania. Whatever. Say it. The truth will set you free. Either that, or it'll get you a punch on the nose. I want my band back, I said. And my girl. What do you want, Martin? You got 3 wishes. Martin shrugged. Okay, I wish I'd been able to make my marriage work. Yeah, well, that was never going to happen, said Jess, because you couldn't keep your prick in your trousers. Sorry, Maureen. Martin ignored her. And I wish I'd never slept with that girl. I don't know, maybe I just wish that I wasn't such an asshole. Why don't you just wish that you'd slept with the girl and got away with it, said Jess. That's what I'd wish if I were you. That wouldn't solve the problem, though, would it? I'd still be an asshole. I'd get caught for something else. Well, why not just wish that you never got caught for anything ever? The point is to wish for something that would make us happier, I said. I can see why Martin wants to be, you know, a different person. I wish Jen would come back, said Jess. What else? That's it. Martin snorted. You don't wish you were less of an asshole? If Jen came back, I wouldn't be. There was a thoughtful silence. Not everyone round the table was convinced. You're gonna waste 2 wishes? I said. No. An everlasting supply of blow. And, ooh, I wouldn't mind being able to play the piano. We left it there. How about you, Maureen?
I wish Maddie could be better.
You can do better than that, said Jess. You could have wished that he'd been born normal and saved yourself all those years of clearing up shit.
Maureen went quiet for a moment.
Who would I be then?
You'd still be Maureen.
That's not what she means, I said. She means, like, we are what's happened to us, so if you take away what's happened to us, what's left?
Jess let that sink through.
Fucking hell. Oh, I'll bet you wish you'd never started all this wishing.
But as it turned out, we all took something away from that afternoon.